It's time to talk about the Canberra bubble.
I mean, you know the Canberra bubble. The Canberra bubble is worried about personalities, politics and identity issues.
Mightn't matter as much inside the Canberra bubble.
The Canberra bubble is always the Canberra bubble.
He's just inside the Canberra bubble.
I'm glad to be out of the Canberra bubble. And you've clearly got a hotline to the Canberra bubble on your phone there.
This little Canberra bubble, I'm sorry, doesn't represent mainstream Australia.
People talk about all sorts of rubbish in Canberra, and I think that's why people switch off politics.
When it comes to our attitudes towards our politicians, our governments and various aspects of the Canberra bubble, there are some surprising findings in the latest Australia Talk survey. Somewhat alarmingly, 77% of respondents say ordinary voters have too little power or influence in the political sphere. It was one of the 600 questions answered by 60,000 Australians from right across the country. Joining me to unpack some of the findings that we know about so far is ABC political writer, commentator and the host of Australia Talks, Annabelle Crabb. Hello and welcome.
Well, good evening to you.
Let's start with the statistic we've already mentioned. 77% of Australians think ordinary voters have too little say in the way our politics operates. What does that say about our political system and how disenfranchised people feel?
Well, it's interesting because we do on the whole support the idea of democracy. I mean, that's got a more than 8 in 10 approval rating. Just the model of democracy, we're okay with. We don't mind that. But what if you read into this sort of vast data dump of information that is Australia Talks, the main problem seems to be twofold, right? One is we don't like the way politicians exercise the authority we give them, and we don't think that they're held accountable enough. And B, we think that there are these distorting forces as well that actually work against the model of democracy as we understand it, right? Like, this is what was fascinating from the research. There are kind of distorting groups who have too much power. And in fact, in this survey, the 2021 survey, 92% of us, for instance, think that social media companies have too much power in deciding what happens in this country. And that's fascinating. That's a move that's a view that's on the move too, because when asked in a separate question, do you think that technology has made the Australian political system, you know, better or worse? Most of us, 59%, think that it's made it worse. And that is actually an increase of 58%. That's up 15 percentage points since 2 years ago. So it's a sort of a developing concern in the Australian population. We also think 89% of us that media companies have too much power. Mm. Also, 89% of us think that big business have too much power. And, you know, I mean, I am old enough to remember when, you know, union influence was a massive kind of panic button. Only 39% think unions have too much power. 74% think lobbyists do. So you've got this sort of system where people are kind of like really batting for democracy, but they think it's being interfered with by these other powerful groups that aren't properly being counted. And then you've got the concerns about political behaviour. And I think this is a big Canberra bubble issue, because the concerns are not about moral failings so much. I mean, we don't even, you know, overwhelmingly majority agree with the bonk ban, you know, if I can use that dreadful, disrespectful title, as introduced by Malcolm Turnbull and as warmly endorsed by Scott Morrison, who was one of the, you know,
chief
lonely people in the cabinet who was like really, really going for it, so to speak. Only 50% of us think that a politician should resign if they've, you know, developed a relationship with someone in their staff. And in fact, only 29% of us think that a politician should resign if they have an extramarital affair. Mm. And I mean, that is pretty standard across religious people, you know, and political views, all of that. You know, it's not a major issue. What we are worried about is lying. 94% of us think a politician should resign if they lie. Misleading parliament, 95% think that should be a resigning offence. Pork barrelling, 77%. So we're worried about how power is exercised and how our politicians speak to us. And it makes me think that, I mean, this isn't a competency issue, by the way. Asked whether on the whole, you know, the federal MPs and the government are competent. 55% of us say, yep, broadly. Pollies do better. They're thought competent by 76% of respondents across Australia. But it's this issue of how they deal with information and how we think they behave when people aren't looking, you know?
Yeah. Please finish your sentence and then I want to talk to you about COVID. I'm kind of interested in the results.
Oh, yeah. All I'm saying is I think that, you know, in Canberra there is a sort of a settled, savvy way of how you answer questions and how you deal with punters and that sort of thing. And I think that, I mean, what I read from these figures is this sort of cruel cry of dissatisfaction. It's people who listen to politicians being interviewed on the radio and not answering the question and who think, well, look, you're just saying that because it suits you politically. There seems to be this sort of hunger for just more truthful speech and more accountability. And, and this issue of resigning, of course, is not something that happens all that much these days. I went back and counted how many ministerial resignations there'd been in federal parliament in the last 10 years, and there's been 35, but the vast majority of those, all but eight, have been strategic resignations, you know, when they all, you know, resign one by one to put, you know, pressure on whichever poor bugger is the prime minister right now that they're trying to weed out. Only eight of them were for sort of, you know, breaches of ministerial standards where people have fallen on their swords.
Extraordinary. Now, the issue of trust was key to this part of the Australia Talks survey. Let's look at the trust placed in how governments dealt with the pandemic, because that's really going to be the defining issue of our generation. All state and federal governments came through with relatively glowing reviews of how they've dealt with the pandemic. But the states scored much better than the Commonwealth, and Victoria was the lowest scoring, am I right?
That's right. Mm. Yeah. I mean, there were states that were like hysterically supportive of their leadership, you know, looking at you, WA and South Australia, sort of 90%.
Kim Jong-un kind of levels of support. Yeah. That was a joke, look, everyone.
The Victorian state government still did scrape in just above the feds, but not by that much. It was the lowest state government. And look, the federal government was thought to have done a good job of responding to COVID by 67% of respondents. So there was an interesting sort of carve out for COVID. But like I said before, the critique of politicians doesn't seem so much to be about competency or the way that they respond to emergencies, which is what they were being asked specifically, the respondents, about in the COVID section. It's really more about how they do business as representatives, I guess. I mean, the interesting thing about the global experience, I reckon, in COVID is that as we look around the world, the argument is that countries that have higher degrees of trust in their political leadership and their systems of government are the countries that got on top of COVID faster because they had better cooperation from their populations. And in our case, of course, we had like fantastically good cooperation from our populations. And really, I mean, we follow rules to the letter in Australia. We're really good at that. And in fact, the self-assessment in Australia Talks of, you know, how well did I follow the rules and the guidelines was in the 90s. Like everyone's like, yep, I want a gold star. And in fact, even this whole thing about anti-dobbing is really, you know, on the out and out. You know, people are like, yep, I'll dob in somebody who's breaking the COVID rules. You'll be pleased to hear that Victoria was the lead insurgent in that.
Oh, look, I'm not surprised having lived here. This is like the land of the dobbing. Now, Crab, tell me, what's the big show going to look like? Give me just a taste before I let you go of the big reveal, the show.
Well, what I'll say is that we are making a 90-minute show about stats that is astoundingly good television. And I just, you know, I mean, this is not a straightforward thing. Look, we've been pumping out the information that's come through from Australia Talks over the last few weeks, and there's more to come. But we have held back a few nuggets that are especially interesting and intriguing for the show on Monday night. I'm presenting it with my excellent co-host Nazim Hussain. We've got a great range of guest presenters coming in to show you bits and bobs of the research. And we've travelled around Australia to actually let you know from the horse's mouth, you know, what people are thinking. Tanya Hennessy has done a piece on loneliness and isolation. Hamish Blake's done a piece of on intimacy and sex, which is unbelievably funny. Yeah. And has some kind of quite terrifying insights, I'm happy to report. But, you know, essentially what this project is an exercise in context, you know, and I think sometimes we don't really get that so much when we're all in our little, you know, rabbit holes, getting obsessed about things. It's an opportunity to see, you know, where your views lie on a spectrum of all of these other people, some of whom you'll never meet because they live somewhere different from you, or they have different habits from you, or they're not in your normal sort of bubble. And it's a really rare opportunity, I think, in this day and age. We've asked 60,000 people 600 questions, ranging from, you know, philosophical to how often do you change your sheets. The news on that is not good, by the way.
Really?
We'll be bringing you more of that on the night.
Disturbing.
Yeah. But context, so valuable, I think. And we get a great bird's eye view on Monday night with some occasional very, very frightening swoops into detail.
Okay, wash your sheets. Annabelle, thanks for coming on.
Pleasure.